Of course, back in those days, we didn't have the cell phones like we do today and all the technology. They had what called MARS. It was amateur radios. So once in a while, they could get a signal at 2 or 3 in the morning and say, anybody want to call home, you go up and call, and they would talk to another amateur radio somewhere in the United States, and he'd call your house, collect, and you never knew what time it was, and the signal could be there or it could go away. I did manage to get one call in like that one time, but mostly communications was all letters or care packages. And I'll never forget one time my mother, she knew I liked country ham and biscuits. So she fixed country ham and biscuits, packaged them all up and shipped them. It took about 2 weeks to get there. And we got there, the biscuits was just as hard as this concrete here. But the ham was encrusted in grease. So we wiped that off and all of us had a great time eating fresh cooked country ham. So, but I never told her different that we had to throw the biscuits away because you could kill somebody with one of those. But we'd sit around a lot at night and talk about things and our families. And my oldest daughter, she was born when I was over there, and I didn't get to see her till she was 6 months old when I had come back home. Coming home, it was readjustment, and it was tough. My life changed a whole lot while I was gone than to come back.